Good morning. A frontal system approaching from western and central New York is bringing an increase in clouds, especially across most of Vermont, the northern part of New York, and out toward the central and western part of the state. There is even a narrow band of showers from the Champlain Valley through the Adirondacks, parts of the Mohawk Valley and Finger Lakes region south and west associated with this front. As the front approaches eastern New York and New England, it will tend to diminish in intensity, and so will the showers. So while a passing shower or two possible along I-90, the best chance for more showers will be across the Adirondacks and into the Champlain Valley as we get deeper into the morning and early this afternoon. Southern sections, namely the Catskills, the Hudson Valley south of Albany, and off into central and southern New England, will remain dry today with partly sunny skies. This will allow temperatures to reach the middle to upper 60s in these locations. Where cloud cover is more extensive and we do have some showers, upper 50s and lower 60s are more likely. Tonight, the front will continue to press to the east, leaving us with partly cloudy skies and readings largely in the 40s by tomorrow morning. Good-looking Tuesday with high pressure in control briefly. That will bring us a mix of sun and clouds and mild air with highs reaching to just about 70. Then on Wednesday, another front will approach from the west. Skies will become mostly cloudy again with the chance of late-day showers, which will last into the evening. A better chance that more of us will have some wet weather by Wednesday night, and high temperatures will stay in the middle to upper 60s. Behind that front, turning cooler on Thursday, still with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s, and a wave of low pressure may bring us some more showers on Friday with highs right around 60. Behind that front, even cooler air flowing in with highs staying in the 50s over the upcoming weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for the Central Plains today. Daytime heating combined with an axis of mid to upper 50s dew points and cooling mid-level temperatures will support a narrow corridor of unstable air ahead of a disturbance moving through the Rockies. Scattered thunderstorms are expected to develop along a dry line near midday, with upscale growth into a line occurring along a southeastward surging cool front later in the afternoon and evening. Longer-lived cells will be capable of producing large hail and damaging winds. And winter storm warnings are out for parts of the Rockies in Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, and Montana with the same system, where accumulations of 6 to 12 inches of snow are likely, mainly above 8,000 feet. As much as 15 inches of snow is possible in the Bighorn Mountain Range. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Charlestown, Antigua, and Barbuda at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Antananarivo, Madagascar at 3:14 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility, partly cloudy skies and 43 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 8 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 49 degrees, the dew point 45, 86% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.35 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Edinburgh, Texas, to a low of 20 at Poplar, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 60s, Boston sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo clouds followed by increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 69 degrees, the low 52. The average temperature 61, that's 10 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.84 inches for the month, which is 27 hundredths above normal, and 38.16 inches for the year, which is 7.14 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 4 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 86, and for the season, 258. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 40. The record high, 81, set in 1920, and the record low, 21, in 1958. Sunrise this morning at 7:07 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:14 p.m., 11 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with scattered showers today, especially in the mountains, closer to the Canadian border this morning. Highs right around 60. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s to around 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy today with scattered showers, especially this morning north of I-90. Highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower possible today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds around 70. Late day showers Wednesday in the upper 60s. Partly sunny Thursday in the lower 60s. A chance of showers near 60 on Friday. And upper 50s over the weekend with a chance of rain on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.